fucking life. I want levels, gold, whores, whatever passes for the good life here. And we all know the best way to get it.
Killing monsters, said Dave.
That's right, said Tim. Julian, call your bird and see if he's spotted anything.
Julian inserted two fingers into his mouth and let out a long, loud whistle.
Ravenous!
Here I am, sir, said Ravenous,
flapping down from behind them. He landed on a low-hanging branch of a nearby oak tree.
Ask him if he's seen anything, said Tim.
Why don't you ask him yourself, said Julian. You speak Elven.
Because I'm in a lousy fucking mood. Forcing myself to speak in a British accent is only going to make it worse.
Julian sighed and looked up at Ravenous.
Did you see anything?
There's a lovely oak grove about a half a mile northeast of here.
Monsters, you stupid bird, said Tim. Did you see any monsters?
Ravenous cocked his head sideways, looking at Tim.
I beg your pardon?
Jesus Christ, said Tim.
He repeated the question in Dick Van Dyke Cockney.
Oh, no! No monsters at all! The forest is calm and quiet!
The oak grove sounds nice, said Dave. Maybe we could break for lunch.
I am getting hungry, agreed Julian.
I just shat out a log as big as Tim, said Cooper. I could eat.
Fine, said Tim.
He looked up at Ravenous.
Lead the way.
Come again?
Said Ravenous. Tim gave him the finger.
Well, that was uncalled for.
Could you lead us to the oak grove? Asked Julian.
Very good, sir. Follow me.
Ravenous flew from tree to tree, waiting for the others to catch up. Tim knew where they were headed from 100 feet away. He spotted a clearing through the trees, bathed in golden sunlight, as if the sun itself favored this particular patch of land above all others. As they walked closer, Tim heard the playful twitter of birds. He'd been quite content to remain bitter and sullen all day, but the closer he got to the grove, the more his spirits lifted, even against his will.
This place is beautiful, said Julian,
stepping onto the fluffy carpet of grass which separated the grove from the rest of the forest. When Tim stepped onto the grass, it was as if all of his worry, stress, and frustration were absorbed into the earth through his bare feet. The void left in their place was filled with the warmth of the sun and the freshness of the air.
I never want to leave.
The air was alive with butterflies and dandelion tufts. 8 oak trees provided a roughly octagonal border around the grove, but the tree at the center was a truly impressive specimen. It was wide enough at the base that, if all 4 of them surrounded it, they might be able to join hands, but only just. Its huge bottom branches drooped gently down to the ground before curving back up again. Tim reckoned he could be 20 feet high in the tree without even using his hands. A dozen or more species of bird fluttered among the higher branches, each singing a distinct song, but all contributing to a greater chorus of good cheer. Ravenous disappeared into the treetop to join them. Squirrels chased one another up and down the mighty trunk without a care in the world. Julian spread a blanket on the ground and began setting out the lunch boxes he had prepared. Dave unbuckled his breastplate and back piece and lay on his bare back in the soft grass. Cooper lifted the front of his loincloth to have a piss on the great oak. After he finished watering the tree, he pulled a dagger out from the sheath he had strapped to his leg and began scraping it against the trunk.
What are you doing? Julian asked Cooper.
Cooper giggled like an idiot as he carved into the tree trunk.
I'm drawing a picture. Hey, how you spell Dave?
What difference does it make? Asked Julian. You don't know how to write.
You make a fair point.
How's that supposed to be Dave? It looks like a giant flaccid penis with a beard to me.
Who are you to question my art?
Asked Cooper.
This is my interpretation of Dave.
A chill breeze blew through the air, and the sunlight was temporarily obscured by shadow. Cooper's carving began to bleed dark orange sap.
Awesome, said Cooper. It looks like he's puking up infected jizz.
Not awesome, said Julian. Something's wrong.
Who are you?
Said a female voice. Tim turned toward the voice. A woman sat in one of the lower branches of the great oak. She was tall and slender, with long, pointed ears like Julian. Unlike Julian, however, she was stark, raving naked. She had dark skin, somewhere between tanned white woman and Halle Berry. Her hair was green like the underside of a leaf. Tim assumed that was its natural color, as the carpet matched the drapes. Her breasts were like songs sung by angels. They defied gravity. They were like the effect of a Wonder Bra without all the pesky fabric. So mesmerized was he that he could scarcely follow the rest of the conversation. Dave and Cooper stared unblinkingly at the woman, mouths hanging open. They were obviously under the same trance that Tim was caught in.